traumatizing.
Oh, absolutely. What I thought about it for days. I was like,
you're telling me about it, and I'm cringing as if I was there, as if I was the titty.
I just.
What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, that bitch, on TikTok, period. And today, joining me for the very first time on this very special episode is the ethereal, the magnetic, Dove Clark. Yay. Woohoo! Gorgeous as ever. Honestly, we took bets and we knew that you were going to be dressed like a fairy. That's like your whole brand.
It is.
Honestly, Dove is one of the funniest bitches alive, especially on Twitter. That's where you thrive.
It is where I thrive.
I feel like that's where you're most you.
Yes.
I'm so incredibly excited that you're here. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here.
And honestly, our topic I specifically chose for Dove because you have the greatest dating horror stories of all time.
Oh yes.
I am constantly entertained. I'm swiping through your Twitter. I'm constantly like, what's this bitch up to today?
A new day, a new loser.
Absolutely. You're just collecting them.
Yes. Like Infinity Stones. Yeah.
You're the Thanos of horrible men.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yes, I am.
So today, obviously, we're going to be talking about dating horror stories, but also men's standards for women. What are your initial thoughts when I say men's standards for women in dating? What are your thoughts?
Entirely too high. Entirely too high. They just like, what do you bring to the table?
Constantly.
Do you have a table, sir?
honestly, I always say, like, what do I bring to the table? I mean, you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not coming to your table.
You don't have a seat here. No. You don't even know where the restaurant is. I didn't even drop the pin. You don't know.
No.
You don't worry about it.
You didn't get an exclusive invite. You won't.
If you're not sitting here, you don't need to worry about what's being served.
Exactly.
You feel
me? I agree. 100%.
So, for those of you who don't know or are joining us for the very first time, but I'm going to tell Dove anyways, what we do here is we pick three videos that we got tagged in, or I got tagged in, on TikTok, and we get into those comment sections. I like to say I bring them here to specifically tear them to shreds.
I love it.
I'm a little cheese grater. I just bring them over here and I go to town.
They need it.
Like, you know, like when they're like, do you want cheese on your salad? I'm like, that's me. I go and I just go to town. And you're at my restaurant.
Oh, I am.
You're sitting at my table because I'm ready to eat.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So for this very first video that we're gonna talk about today, it's sad. Because it's, like, such a harsh reality for, I think, most women when they're dating, especially, like, college age.
Yeah.
But essentially, this girl tells a story about how she went on a date with someone in college. They vibed. They hit it off. They're, like, doing well. They had a good time. Spent a lot of time together. And then the next day, she didn't wake up to a text from him, which is
always a bad sign.
I mean, a red flag from a mile away.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So then she goes to go check on his profile, and he's since updated his bio. And it says in all caps, please no fat girls.
Wow.
I mean, what are your thoughts?
I mean, he should be lucky that any girl is swiping on him.
I feel like you know.
Yeah, right?
You like, swiped.
No fat. Girls.
You were there, like you saw me, correct?
I'm at a loss for words. Like, well, I don't even know what to say about
honestly,
that. Like, huh?
Like, how many times do women go on dates with men, and then they're like, okay.
Oh yeah, you don't look like these pictures either, sir.
Yeah.
So
you know what's funny is your high school football picture from 2012.
Yeah.
It's not really giving me much.
Yeah.
It's like, not giving me anything really when it's 10 years old.
No. You know and what I mean? The shirt. Oh, like the open shirt, like on a yacht. Where's the yacht?
Yeah. You're missing a key component here.
Yeah, like,
I feel like something got lost in translation.
Absolutely.
That's the true catfish. Mm-hmm. No money.
Oh, or when they have a hat on. When they have a hat on fish? In all the pictures. Oh, a hat fish. I love a good hat fish.
That's literally how I equate it to, like, football uniforms, too. Because for all I know.
Yeah, there's nothing under that padding.
You could be Quasimodo under that helmet. For all I know. It could look like a hammer smashed that mug, for all I know. So Dove actually shared with me a very traumatizing dating horror story from Hinge, I believe.
Yes, from Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted for good reason.
And re-downloaded.
Yeah.
Quarterly.
Like, yes. Yes. So I went on this Hinge date, as you know.
Yeah.
The guy's profile said 5'11". I was like, okay, a short man. That's fine. Yeah. I can do that.
Right.
He pulls up to the date, a strong 5'7".
Oof.
And I'm like, looking down at him, I'm like, okay, I can work with this.
You know,
I can work with this. I'm not shallow. I don't care that you lied.
You're like, I like charity.
Yeah. Oh, I do lots of charity work. If you've seen any of my ex-boyfriends, like, I do charity. Like, call me the Salvation Army. But anyway, so we're having a good time. I'm like, okay, like, I don't mind that this man is shorter than me because I don't, that's not, like, something I always care about.
Yeah.
So the date ends, and I go to hug him goodbye at the end of the date.
Yeah.
Pulls up my sweater, puts my full titty in his mouth. And I'm standing there, I'm like, okay. In his defense, he was eye level with it. I was like trying to justify it.
You know what? He saw his opportunity and he took it.
He took it. He was like, this is never going to get further than this.
I go big or I go home.
Oh, he went big. He went big. He showed up small, but
didn't. That's the one big thing he did.
Yes.
The one big thing about him.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Traumatizing.
Oh, absolutely. I thought about it for days.
You're telling me about it and I'm cringing as if I was there. As if I was the titty.
I Well, I was the titty, and I honestly, I was ready to cut it off and give it back to my surgeon after that.
You know what? I've had my fun with
these. Yeah, like,
they're tainted.
I don't need this one anymore. Like,
I'll just go one.
I just stood there and I just looked at him and I was like,
did he say anything?
He was like, bye. And then walked away.
You said, yeah, forever.
Yeah. I was like, okay. And then I immediately deleted the app.
You're like, see, this is the universe punishing me
Bye.
For downloading Hinge again.
Mm-hmm.
You
haven't downloaded it again since.
Every time they're like, girl, what did I tell you? Get off this
every
app.
Time, what every did time. I people are like, what are you doing on Hinge? And I'm like, obviously, I'm looking for losers.
You know what?
I like a project.
I love to do charity, like we said.
I do, yes.
I love to give back.
Good fixer upper.
Truly, I want to say your story's worse than Please No Fat Girls. I want to say your story's worse. There's
sexual assault.
There's just a tad too much interaction for me there. At least a Please No Fat Girls is like a virtual slap in the face.
Yeah.
Not a physical titty in the
titty
mouth.
Physical titty suck, yes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I never really did dating apps, like, ever, really. I think I downloaded them one time for, like, shits and gigs.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that was it. Like, it was really nothing.
I get on there. Well, I used to get on there. I don't do that anymore because I have self-respect now. But, it was abysmal.
Like, I know.
I would be swiping left on everyone.
It's tragic.
I'd be like, ew.
And then his thing says, please no fat girls.
Yeah, like, oh, you got some nerve.
Like Dobby.
Quasimodo,
Dobby from Harry Potter.
Oh.
He's like, no fat chicks, can't be broke, can't be unambitious.
I like a girl with her own money. Like,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, do you have your own money?
Okay, so the comments on this Please No Fat Girls video, which, by the way, girl, if you ever see this, you deserve better.
Absolutely.
Thank the bitch. He did you a favor for letting you go. He did you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Waste my time, 2K22, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so some of the comments on this video, like this one says, I went on a date literally all day with a guy, and he texted me the next day saying he would be embarrassed if his friends met me. I feel your pain. Which is... I just like the unparalleled audacity is just like, it's rife. It's a disease.
Yeah.
I just truly don't know what gives you the right.
My friends would be embarrassed. Let me see your friends.
Let me show those faces.
Let me see them.
Yeah. Let me see them.
Mm-hmm. Would they be embarrassed?
And then show me their dads.
Oh,
and then we'll see who's really embarrassed.
Yes.
After that. This next one says, I've literally started responding that they were a lot smaller than I anticipated to. Works like a charm.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Gaslight. Your ass off.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're like, you know, you really made me believe that,
like,
you were, like, a lot taller and more successful.
Mm-hmm.
The bar's in hell.
Oh.
I said that all the time.
Below hell. Below hell.
It's at the earth's mantle.
Yeah.
It's at the core. Truly.
It is, definitely.
And then they're like, it's still too high. I have to be nice to you.
I have to do things for you.
I have to, like, treat you like a
A person? Yeah. Oh, God. My ex had a hard time with that. He was like, you need flowers to feel appreciated.
I can't treat you like, where do you get off?
Yeah. He was like, you want to be treated like a wife. And I just like, I can't do that right now. He's like, oh.
Okay, Princess Di. Like, yeah. Okay. Queen Elizabeth over here. Because you want to be treated nicely. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's a wild concept. Yes. From a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. Of a year. He was like, flowers.
And you're like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next comment says, they're ashamed that they like us. I mean, yeah, that's such a problem, I think, for fat women, especially dating. It's like, men are just awful. They're rotten. That's what it is.
They are.
That's just the truth.
Well, men, like, date for their homeboys. They're like, what can I bring home that would make them not only jealous, but, like, want to suck my dick?
Yeah, so, literally. So they're like,
and they're like,
hunting.
Fat girl?
Yeah, they're like, but in behind closed doors, they're like, hey, oh, man, yeah, you trying to give me that number?
I love your curves. Like,
no, seriously. And then this next one says, I've been 120 pounds and also 200 pounds. It's wild how differently I'm treated by people solely on weight.
I believe it. Yeah,
absolutely. I've fluctuated weights too, and it's just a sad reality, unfortunately. But honestly, you deserve better. That's what you should know.
Absolutely.
Hold on to that. Honestly, always. You're always better than every man. Just remember that. Especially one who sucks your titties.
Yes.
Unsolicited.
Yes.
The next one says, this is the last one. It says, I've noticed now the polite way they say it is they want gym partners or a girl into fitness.
Into fitness.
Oh, that's so true. I've never thought about that way. Oh, that's so true. They definitely do. I really like-minded girls, you know, like girls that really like to get after it in the gym. I'm like, so date your friend.
Yeah, right? Like,
I don't think you want to date women.
Yeah, no, date your homeboys. Yeah, like, they'll get after it in the gym with you. They'll get after it after the gym with you too. Like, I'm sure.
If you're into it. Unless you're not, then I was totally kidding.
Yeah. No, totally kidding, bro.
I was totally joking. Oh my God, it was such a joke. You can't even take a joke. One time, one more story. Another time I went to a club. Back in my clubbing days, and I was like talking to this dude. He met me there, and then he was like, you know, you're just getting free drinks. I'm like, I'm just here for a good time, not a long time. You know what I mean? Are you gonna buy me a drink? No,
exactly.
Okay,
like,
see ya.
Yeah, right? Bye.
So he's talking to me, and I'm like, yeah, like, oh my God, I'm so thirsty. You know, like the stupid bitch shit. Like, oh my God, I wish I had a drink. I'm here. And then he goes, I'm not buying drinks here. It's too expensive. I said, man, forget this dude. I'm out of here. So I go buy a drink myself. I go buy myself with my own girl boss money.
Mm-hmm.
Bought my drink. Turned around, this dude pulls a plastic red cup out of his pants, goes, can I get some of that? In a club.
You're kidding.
I swear on my life.
He did not have a cup.
It's burned into my frontal
lobe. In his pants, ready to go.
It's a core memory
for
me.
Can I get some of that?
Yeah, he said, let me get some of that.
Can you get out of my face?
He brought a cup from home.
A solo cup.
He took it out, goes, like, pops it open, puts the fist in, you know what I mean? He's like, hook me up. I'll hook you up with these nuts. You will never see me again. I have never been more. I literally went home. I was like, you ruined my night.
Yeah.
I drank
that's
that
actually
whole,
unbelievable.
I drank that whole drink and one drink left. I was like, I'm out of here. I'm gone forever. I'm so sorry, but you make me sick.
Yeah.
The thought of your face makes me ill.
I'm ill hearing this story.
What's worse? That I think your titties taste so worse. Honestly, I think your titties, you got me there. Honestly, that's the worst.
Yeah.
So for this next one, we're going to play a little game because we like to break it up. We like to break up talking about disgusting, horrible, awful men, which is all of them. All of the above. Right. So in this game, we're going to talk about what's the women's standard of dating. So like, I guess we could just talk about like what women's standards are currently, because I feel like men, like horrible men, like to make it like, oh, she wants someone that's 6'7" and rich and famous and blah blah, blah. And that's
like, well,
truly...
I do, but I will settle for you for now.
I won't say no to that,
yeah,
but at the same time, that's not the only thing on my list.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like this, there's an example on here and it says like has to be over 6 feet. JK, we aren't assholes, we love short kings, right? So
that
like
was just to be nice.
Because I'm like,
I need you over 6 feet, please.
We're honestly both tall.
Yeah.
So like, that's fine. If you have a preference, like you want someone taller than you, like I'm not just tall. I'm a thick bitch. So like, it's different. Like you're tall too. So that's why I'm like, I need someone bigger than me. Like, that's why my man's bigger than me by a lot. So
that's must be nice. I catch the bridge trolls.
You're just picking them up like
not
a
always, not always,
not always, but, but a lot of times
they just flock to me. It's like something about me is like just like a, it's like a magnet for just like
to a flame.
Crazy, broke, short, evil.
Like, you're like this, those lanterns that just attract moths.
Yes, I'm the lantern like in the night. Like, come to me.
They're just flying right to you.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think too, like, short dudes who don't make their entire personality about being short, they're fine.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
They're just fine in the dating world.
Yeah, and no, the guys that are like, I'm a short king, like, well, are you? You're really not.
Or you're just short.
Yeah, you're just short.
Maybe omit that last part. Yeah. I think maybe just short.
Yeah, we can
That's
leave
okay.
the king at home. It's, I promise.
Well, there are lots of, like, I feel like famous men that are short that you don't know are short in real life. Mm-hmm. Like the dude who plays Jon Snow. Have you ever watched Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah. He is short.
He's tiny.
Isn't he like 5'7 or something?
No, I think he's smaller than that. I think he's like 5'5. Don't quote me on that. But again, I can smell height. So I think he's like 5'5. 5'6 maybe. Tiny.
Wow.
And like, you can't tell.
No,
because he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
It's not important to him literally at all. Like Zac Efron, I think is like 5'6.
Yeah,
tiny.
That's a little man.
That's tiny,
like,
tiny,
hold
little
him
boy.
In my arms.
I know, I'm like, I just pick him up.
Yeah, literally,
put him
come
on.
Here baby.
Come sit on Santa's
kiss.
Lap. So I feel like for standards of dating, I don't know, like, it's like, be nice. Be
literally.
Nice to me.
Please.
Be
That's
respectful.
It.
Don't be a bigot. It's really not that hard.
Yeah. Don't be like, you know what? Ugh. Another story. Man approaches me in a bar. Never met him in my life.
Right.
He's wearing scrubs. He claimed
at
to work at a psych ward. I think he had just broken out of the psych ward.
In the outfit?
Oh,
like
yeah.
he snuck
oh,
out?
Oh, he, yeah. He
like
looked like
some
he
Joker?
Snuck out. He had
Shit.
He had the eyes. He was like. And he comes up to me and he's like, you know what I love about black women? And I'm like, let me stop you right
You're
there.
You're like, don't, I would really don't want to know.
Let me stop you right there. And then he continues and he's like, they just fiercely protect their man. I'm like, do you think I am some sort of animal? Or like.
You're like looking behind you.
Like
where's are
the
you
man?
Talking to
me? Like, literally, I was like, who, me?
Hazel, did I say I worked at the hospital? I meant I'm fresh out the hospital.
Yeah, right?
That's what I meant.
Yes.
I actually meant I escaped the
yeah,
hospital.
No, he didn't blink like. I watched him and I counted the seconds and it was a good minute and 40 seconds that he did not blink. And I was like,
something's not right. Like, you weren't kidding. You weren't kidding about who flocks to you.
Oh, they love me. I don't know. They just like, I'm minding my business in the bar sometimes with my friends and they just weed
they
me
just
out.
Come right up to
yeah.
you. They're like, I can sense it about
They're
you.
They're like, she can fix me. I'm she like, please, I'm tired.
You're all my hands
Bob
are tied.
Bob the Builder is tired.
Honestly, yeah, I don't really, I mean, I don't remember most of my encounters back in the day, probably for good reason, but a lot of times when I would get approached by white men, let's just call it what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't tell what race I am.
Yeah.
They, a lot, sometimes I'd have them come up to me, start speaking Spanish. And I go,
bye.
Are you talking to me? Para mí? Right? That's why I was like, and they're like, oh, I love a Latina.
Uh-huh.
And I said, me too, but she's not here. So, like, I don't know who you're talking to, bro. And I tell them what I am, and they're like, oh, that's cool, whatever.
Yeah,
same
like,
thing.
They're like, oh, are you, you're Blasian, right? I'm like, first of all, if I was, you would know. Because I'd be like, I'm Blasian, by the way. My username is Blasian Barbie.
The just the fact that they talk about it so openly.
Yeah, like, where are you from? I'm like, the beach. And
oh my
like,
god, me too.
No,
I do that
where
too.
Are you from? I'm like, America.
I do the same thing. One time I was on a bar with my boyfriend, right? I had a white dude come up to us. He starts talking to us. He goes, where are you guys from? And we're like, California.
Like,
right? Because we were at Disneyland, so we were like, we're from here.
Yeah.
And he goes, because he said he was from Ohio.
Of
and
course
like, oh,
he
from
was.
Here. He goes, no, like, where are you from?
Yeah.
And I just start literally answering every time. I'll go all day.
Oh,
I've clocked out. I've canceled my schedule. I'm sitting here all night. I'm not saying one thing that you want me to say.
No.
So I was like, you know, like Orange County.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, like, you know what I mean? And I go, are you familiar with Orange County? Like Anaheim? Like, I'm like, are you an
Orange
idiot?
County?
And he goes, where are your ancestors from? I was like, dude, I don't know.
Why are you worried about
it? I know where yours are from. That's what I know where yours are from. Honestly, mine were displaced probably.
Yeah.
It's yours. So,
yeah.
That's why, I mean, just the audacity, once again, unparalleled. They just can't get enough.
No.
They really can't.
No, yeah. No, I'm a white boy magnet, too. And they always come out of the, they come out of the drains for me. They're like.
Like hairballs?
Yes. They're like, hello, black woman. I'm like. Like,
they're
nice,
like,
to meet you, black.
I'm just, they're like, I'm just trying to vibe with you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to relate to you.
Oh, I had a guy straight up, like, come up to me, like, what's up, shawty? I was like, who?
And did you immediately melt? Did your brain just implode on itself?
I was like, I looked around. I was like, who is shawty? Is that the name of your dog? Is that your golden retriever's name?
Hey, I think this guy's talking to you.
Yeah. Right? Like,
you tapped the person,
like,
next to you. You're all, hey, shawty, he's talking to you.
Yeah, right? Like, are you shawty?
Yeah.
I'm
this
not.
This man's looking for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to, like, kind of round this out, what would you say are, like, your top three standards? Like, just base level for men.
Please be nice to me. Don't be musty.
Yeah.
And this is, like, bare minimum. This is,
yeah,
like, really,
like,
sad.
Base, like, level. That's why I said, like, ground
base
floor.
Level, yeah, so be nice to me. Don't be musty. And... trying to think of one other
you're
standard,
like, that's
that I
truly it, like, that's all I need, really, just be nice and
please.
Wash your ass.
Oh, be that too, please. And also, like, maybe be able to hold an intelligent conversation
somewhat,
but, like, yeah, like,
that's fine.
Yeah,
I'm
lenient on that.
Yeah,
you know?
I talked about it on here before, but I had a dude once make up a word in front of my very eyes. He was in the middle of telling me how smart he was. He's like, I'm so smart, dude. Like, honestly, like, people don't know that about me. I'm like, oh, word? He goes, yeah. And then he makes up a word. And I wish to this day I can remember what it was. But you know why I don't? Because it's not a real word. That's why I didn't retain it. And I was like, interesting.
Very smart.
Yeah. Speaking of charity work, right? Mm. That leads us right into our next video.
Oh, yes.
Which is, again, another man. Imparting his wisdom on us, I would say, from his car, which is always a good sign.
Yes.
He wants to give us the facts, right? He wants to lay down the truth. He's keeping it real. You know what
is
I mean?
Is he in a military uniform?
Methinks yes. I'm going to, as an empath, once again, I'm going to say yes, right? And he goes down this very long list of things that you should, like, standards for women who even want to come close to dating him. He's like, if you want to get on this, you have to meet these criteria. Nothing less will do.
I think I know the video you're talking about. And I think it's the man that looks like a boiled egg. So.
Right, literally.
He's got some serious nerve.
some like self-reflection, I think, is required.
Oh.
Self-confidence is important, but self-awareness.
Self-awareness
is so much more essential.
Oh, and they're lacking severely in the self-awareness
just
department.
To move through life, you know what
yes.
I mean? So he goes down the list. He says, if she's not compliant, kick her to the curb.
Compliant,
right?
With what?
With his rules as the man.
Oh,
right. He says, if she doesn't care about her fitness, she gets the boot. He's a big fan of these like
the
metaphors
boot.
The boot, kick to the curb, like, he's a big fan of those. If she doesn't understand the difference between being the slave and being submissive, she gets the boot because that's childish. So childish, bro. You don't understand the difference between me telling you what to do and also me telling you what to do? You can't tell the difference between that? That's crazy.
Slave. Boot.
That's the... If you out. Think me telling you what to do at all days of the hour, like all hours of the day, constantly... And you think that's slave work? What are you, a child?
Yeah.
What are you, uneducated? You don't know anything? What would you call that,
then? You
have
to follow my instructions the right way.
Yeah. What would you...
Not in the slave way.
What would you call... It's not slavery. What is it? Indentured servitude? Like I don't understand what it is. Being a butler?
Yeah, it's... Yeah. It's
He's
giving,
like,
please be my mommy.
Sometimes I say that. Sometimes I'm like, kind of sounds like you want to be with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you
a mom.
Go to her. Yes.
You run to her, honestly, because I don't
sound
want
you. Like you need a hug.
Well, and I always think, like, last time I checked, I didn't give birth to you.
Yeah, right?
Like, you didn't come out of mine.
Mm-mm.
I mean, based off that mug alone, you are not mine.
Definitely not. There's I don't even need a test. I don't need a paternity test. Nothing, because I know for a
just
fact.
Just laying my eyes on you, I know.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I didn't produce that. No way.
If she wears excessive makeup, she gets the boot. I mean, at me next time. You know what I mean? I talked about this on the show, too. Like, makeup is this weird thing with, like, misogynistic men.
Yeah.
When they don't even really know what makeup looks like. Like, you look so incredibly beautiful right now. I bet you if they saw you, they'd be like, see, this is no makeup look. This is no makeup. Like, this is like fresh face. Mm-hmm. They're so dumb.
I wake up like this.
They're literally so dumb. And you know what? I have a ton of makeup on my face. And if I jumped into a pool, I'd come out, I'd look just like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you can literally eat my whole ass.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't tell the difference. Your brain's too small.
Yeah. And that's it's always guys that, like, need makeup themselves. I think that's what they're really mad about. They're really mad that they can't, like, it's unacceptable for them to, like, put some concealer on those brows.
Yeah, like.
And pluck those nose hairs.
Again,
bitch,
like.
I wish you would.
Okay, that's why I'm like, please do. It's okay. I give you full permission. Mm-hmm. It's fine with me.
Yeah, and it's so funny, like, they definitely don't know how it works, because it's like, at the end of the day, I will take this makeup off.
Yeah.
And I will still be gorgeous.
Exactly.
And it's like,
what's the difference?
What do you think? Like, what do you think is going to happen? I take it off and I'm
a skeleton.
Like, Quasimodo under here.
You wipe it
hiding.
Off. It's like Scooby-Doo. You take it off like a mask.
Mm-hmm.
You're just an old white man underneath.
Yes.
He's like, I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling kids. You wipe it off, dude. You're just a straight skeleton. Can you imagine?
That would be great, actually.
Just like,
that'd be so cool. I would love to scare.
See, if that's
that
how
one.
Makeup worked, I would understand.
Yeah.
I would get it. But you know what? These kinds of men are so stupid, they would still.
Well, they've never seen a real woman in their lives, and they've never had the touch of a woman besides
ever.
Their mother hugging them.
Ever. So they're just kind of going based off, like their hopes and dreams.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, this is what I think I would want if someone ever gave me a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the last thing he says is stop accepting subpar women. So
where?
True, bro.
Where
don't settle
women?
For these subpar women. Wear makeup, say bad word. No way. You're not getting
on
this.
As a subpar man, I think maybe it is self-awareness. Maybe he's like, I know that I am subpar. Doesn't seem to know that he knows this, but hear me out.
Subconsciously.
It might be. He's like, we can't both be subpar. Like, one of us has to be the loser, and it's already me.
And it's always and I'm tired of it being me.
Yes,
I'm so tired of it being me. I'm tired for playing for second. I'm so tired of it. I need someone worse than me, please. Please, someone make me feel better. I'm so tired.
He needs a mother.
There you go. Right, it's circling back. Mm-hmm. So the comments on this video are honestly this one is from a dude. And he says, I'm sorry, it's not going to work. We got too many simps that will give any female their life saving just for existing. Teach control in solitude. Huh?
Where are those simps at?
Okay,
send
Socrates.
Yeah,
okay.
What?
Like, spin me a yarn. Shakespeare. You know what I mean? Like, teach. Okay, Gary Vee. Teach control in solitude. What the hell does that even mean?
He's making it up. In his mom's basement.
Honestly. Like, and this whole, like, fallacy of, oh, like, she just wants money. Like, she just wants, like, life savings. Like, she wants my life savings. What's in there? Be real with me. Show me a bank
statement.
Literally
have $700 here. And you're a hundredaire, bro. Like,
that's like,
and you think I'm after you for your imaginary money?
So, like, that's why I said. You're creating
these
situations in which you get rejected, like, fantasy. Like, lore, almost. Why? Yes. Why?
Because they're bored and getting no pussy.
That's
like,
that's
pussyless activity.
Literally, like, fatherless behavior.
Oh, yeah.
And this next one is pretty awful. It says, facts, which they love to write. Facts, no printer. It doesn't say that, but that's what he was probably saying in his head. He eliminated 90% of black women and 60% of all American women. Go foreign. They're not lazy, entitled. Some are. And sex way freakier. Listen, if you're describing sex as freaky, you're not having sex.
No.
That's just a
you're
fact,
not
brother.
Sex.
You are not getting any. There's no way, dude.
They're like, yeah, bro, she spit on my ball sack. It was so freaky. It's
so
like,
freaky. so freaky, bro.
Like, it's was like, it?
It's literally like when little kids like try to like convince like prepubescent mm-hmm. teens like try to convince their friends they've definitely seen boobs. They're like, dude, I've seen like 9 boobs total. Yeah. Like, I've seen so many
boobs. 9 boobs?
I've seen Where's so the other many. One? I've seen so many, bro. Like, I swear. I'm like, you want to know about boobs? You come to me.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them.
I believe you. All.
That's one. There's so many horrible things in here, but they're like, go foreign. When they talk about foreign baddies, like, they're always like, you know, like, from Long Island. I need me a Jersey girl.
Bye.
So on this next section, we're actually going to go over the comments that I got on the previous episode of the comment section show. So obviously, we're going to read them, and then we're going to rank them and just kind of pick our faves.
Okay. Because
it's my show, and I can do whatever I want. Yes, and Dev can too, because Dev is here.
Okay, here.
So this first one says, this is it. This has cured my depression. BRB flushing my meds. This is a high I will never come down from. I mean, high praise.
Yes.
Don't flush your meds.
Yeah.
But high praise.
Yeah, you'll need those 3 to 5 business days, I promise.
She's I can promise you that. This one says, also, men having the standards of basically a child is the reason I'm nervous about trying to date unless they're from my imagination. Because we talked about, like, how sometimes men have this, like, fantasy of prepubescent.
Pedos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, like, I want a hairless, like, mole
Another
rat.
Horror story for you.
Oh, my God.
I had a guy that would want me to take off my makeup before sex because he said that he liked that I looked 14 years old. And this was, like, years ago. And he also, like, begged me not to get a boob job. And then when I got one, he cried. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to see you on a registry. Yeah. Very soon.
Dub.
I know.
Like, I'm speechless, bitch.
I was like, well, after that, like, I gotta leave now.
You're so, like, yeah, that's...
I was like...
I've seen all I needed to see and heard everything I needed
like,
to
at
hear.
At first, I was like, why... I asked him finally one day. I was like, you just think I'm, like, so pretty without makeup? Like, really? You don't need me to, like...
You're like, oh,
you don't
God,
like when
nice.
I put makeup on for you? And he's like, yeah, I just like that you look 14, you know, like... It's natural. It's natural for like men to like stuff
to like kids.
I'm like,
I don't think
so.
Is natural for pedos?
Yes.
I mean, my God. Yeah. Well, you know what? Your stories are stacking up. I just truly don't know which one's the worst.
I know.
Like they're really
so many.
It's a race for the top right now. It really. You're a trooper,
this
I'll tell
you
that.
This is why people follow me on Twitter. They're like, whatever that girl is doing, that's
They're
what
like,
I need to
if,
not do.
If she can get through it, so can I.
Yes.
You're a beacon of hope.
Yeah. Also, I feel like it's important to note, I went to all-girls boarding school, so I had, like, no experience with men. So, like, I didn't start dating until, like, college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I didn't know, like, how to vet them or like how
or
to like
just like general social
yeah I didn't
interaction.
Know yeah no social interaction with them at all so
and
I was
honestly
kinda, like,
as
figuring that
stupid
out.
As they are some of them are good at pretending
mm-hmm. oh yeah no they would wild. All fool me at first
they're thespians for sure
yes.
They're in the art
they're like,
the art
yeah. I am a pedophile.
They're like end scene I'm horrible
yeah
so you got to deal with it now
yes.
So now we're at the point in the show where I actually give Dove a chance to talk about a video that she was recently tagged in. And honestly, it left me speechless just a little bit. So I'm going to let Dove explain what happened in the video. Paint us a picture.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So essentially in this video, this girl has the green screen up and it is this text from this Caucasian man from the mountains of Caucasus. And he says, I'm sorry for being random. I'm a white boy, but I have you saved in my phone under hot woman of color. And I've never dated one of you before.
But you must
like,
have rubbed me the
really?
Right way.
Yeah, you must have rubbed me the right way. One of you? I'm sure you've never come anywhere near a woman of
no,
color
honestly,
before ever in your life.
Honestly, the woman of color was too stunned to speak.
Oh,
she
absolutely was.
She did, had nothing to say.
Did she answer? I don't even know if she answered.
I
but,
have no idea. I hope she didn't.
I hope not. Yeah. but it's like, if you just like if you just think about it, this man was so desperate, so thirsty for just a taste of any vagina that he was going through his contacts. Like, he was like, he saw hot woman of color. He said, I never had that before.
He's like, you know what? I'm sending it.
Yeah.
I'm full send.
Full send.
Full send on everything. I'm just sending it.
You know what?
Out.
I got nothing to lose. He clearly had nothing to lose talking about, I've never dated one of you before.
After you shared that with me, that just the absolute gem of a video, I had to go in the comment section, check it out, see what was going on in there. You know what I mean? So I literally read this one that says, oh my God, he's acting like we're a different species, which I mean,
I think he might be convinced that we are
the otherworldly.
Yes. Woman of color. Never seen that before.
What if you
never
responded
experienced
to,
that?
What
before?
If you responded to the text and you were like, you looking to get probed? Let's do it. Let's do it, man.
I do that for real.
Let
so.
Me. Yeah. Let me take you out yes. of this world entirely.
Yes. Let me take you out of this world. I can.
Someone commented, this is a hate crime. I mean,
it is.
It is, right, by the very definition
yes.
of it.
Anybody texting me, sorry, I'm a random white boy, hate crime automatically. Yeah, I don't even care what comes after that.
I don't want to hear
no,
nothing else.
I don't need to know, because yeah. I know you're a random white boy.
Yeah, clearly, because
yeah.
he said woman of color.
Woman of color.
He's like, no, it's okay, I can say that, because that's like politically correct.
Yeah.
Like, they're cool with it, trust me.
Yeah.
They're fine, it's fine.
They are.
And what if she was just a tan white girl? Like just one who baked too much. They wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, they would have no idea.
They
They're
would
like
have no
an
idea.
Exotic foreign
He's
woman.
Like, ooh, Brazilian. She's just wearing lots of Sol de Janeiro and just
no.
all over her body. There's lots of self tanner.
Yeah,
I love
literally
them.
A Jersey girl.
Yeah, literally. Okay, this last one says the fact that he typed this up, looked at it, and still thought it was okay to send.
Do you think anything is going on in these men's like
honestly
these men's
rocks.
Brains?
Nothing but rocks
oh,
in there.
Oh, dust. Not even
dust.
Rocks. They ain't got not a rock in there. Dust. Dust bunnies.
Honestly,
loose
like
change.
Truly. Honestly, it's like it's pussy will make you do wild things.
Oh.
Pussy will make you do
hell of a drug.
Or the
hell of a drug.
Or the lack thereof. I
oh.
guess, right?
Yeah.
An extreme starvation
oh,
of it.
When they're in a drought, a man will do anything.
Anything. Honestly, it's like keto, but like vaginas is carbs. And they're eating bell pepper ham sandwiches.
No.
And they're like, this I can't they're like,
they're
okay.
Like, I can't live like
they're
this.
They're like, hi, woman of color, listen, what are your thoughts? What are you doing? Are you up? Let's hang out.
I've jerked myself off 26
I
times
can't do
in the
it
past
anymore.
3 days.
He's like, please.
It hurts.
Please, I
it
need
hurts.
Carbs.
I
just,
need to touch a
just
woman.
A little bit. I feel like you have tons of stories.
Oh,
but I'm sure you have some related to this.
Oh, man. They're like, oh, so like, are you like black? Or are you just like, are you mixed or like, or what? And I'm like,
huh?
I'm black.
Yeah, like
First
I don't know.
Nation, like,
what do you
like,
want? Like a
if
percentage?
That counts, yeah, like what? And they're like, well, they make it seem like it would be different if I were mixed,
yeah.
Or like if I were less black, then
yeah.
That would be like more appealing to them.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yuck.
They're
like, honestly,
you don't seem like somebody I want to be around.
Yeah, in the bar, they like go in their bag. They bring out a 23andMe. They're like, I'm just going to need you to
yeah,
just really
like,
quickly.
Can you just spit on this?
And then I'll see you in like 5 to 7 business days.
Yeah.
After $275,
yeah.
I'm going to come back here. Let's meet back here and then we'll discuss it together.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. They're like, so you are like Native American though, right? Right? And I'm like, oh.
That's so crazy because that's the fetishization of both black women and Native American
yeah.
women.
Like,
on 1 billion.
You, like,
on 1 billion that you combine the two.
Oh yeah. That's why they find me. I don't know what it
That's
is.
That's probably
they,
what it
they
is.
They come out of the woodwork.
Like truly.
Like termites.
The crazy thing is it's like they see you as another species almost.
Oh, absolutely, they do.
Like
they
actually.
Do. They're like oh, foreign. I'm like I'm sorry. One like the ancestors not only had this nation first,
yeah.
The other ancestors built the rest of the nation.
Girl,
like,
I don't think you want to get into
and
that.
Like, what are we the foreign?
Yeah, do you want to tell your like we were literally here first?
Literally,
so.
Like I think you're foreign.
Yeah, actually though.
Yeah,
no.
Andrew from England.
No one's an immigrant on
yeah.
stolen land, and that's just a fact.
Oh, so the guy I dated for a year.
Yeah, the flowers guy?
Yes, the flowers guy.
Love that.
You want to be treated like a wife. I'm like, just a human being would be nice.
I mean,
I already do act like your mother. Like, so it's, yeah.
You could meet me just like a quarter of the way.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Oh, man. I was really like, I was like, why am I not getting the bare minimum from this man?
I'm so glad you're no longer with that person.
Yeah, and me
too. I'm sure the fetish game was on 10 billion with that dude too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, more to the story. So his grandmother apparently, like, this woman did not see a picture of me.
Yeah.
Nothing. Just heard.
Like, heard. Just talked.
Yes. Heard, okay. I was black. And she was literally like crying to him. Like, she was like, you can do so much better. I promise you don't have to do that. Oh, like, you do not have to date her. I treated this man like God.
A year?
Yeah.
A year with
this
guy?
He fooled me. Well, it was also like long distance most of the time.
Okay. So he was like playing the game.
Yeah. And then I'd see him in person. He'd be nice for a while.
So he was committing to the bit.
Yeah. And then he would steal my medication. And then
And then I was like, I gotta go. And you were like,
yeah, I was like, oh, not that.
You're like, okay. Yeah. I thought this was a love story.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
So I'm good. Thank you.
I was like, oh, psychopath.
I'm good. Thank you. No, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Dude.
Pick a favorite.
Honestly, a fave of yours, I don't even know where to start. Probably, oh my God. But I'm going to pick the Navy SEAL.
I was going to say, titty guy.
I would just because just the randomness of it. I just would,
when I say I was in complete shock.
Like, you're like, I'm going to think about this.
He was straight up like. You needed the visual. You needed the visual. He was down here and was like. And I'm like.
You're like, okay, well, you know.
I was like, well,
now you
I'll never be seeing you again.
So this was not great, but thanks, I guess. But
all
see,
around.
Now, look where it brought you. You could come tell it on my show.
Now I'm talking about him.
That's going to do it for today's episode of the Comment Section Show. I want to thank the wonderful, magical, fairy, ethereal Deb Clark for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. I'm so happy you came. Honestly, you know what's funny? Your just wonderful outfit is so polar opposite of your story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, people, like, see me and then they meet me and they're like, what the f-? Oh, sorry.
You look like a dream and you've lived a couple nightmares.
Oh, yes.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Many.
But they've made you a wonderful, hilarious person. That's all that matters. I truly believe every funny person has a little bit of trauma.
Oh, yes.
That's the only way.
I'm like the one of the true cases. Like, you know, we make fun of those people. It's like, my trauma made me funny.
Yeah.
You're not. But.
Not if you say it like that.
Yeah.
But I truly think Dove is one of the funniest bitches on the internet. I'm so happy you came. Thank you so much for joining us today. And so where can everybody find you?
My handle on everything is Love Dove Clark. Clark has an E at the end.
And Dove is also Miss CEO of two different businesses. So where can everybody find those?
Yes, I do own two companies. So the first one is I sell soap and candles. That one is thelovedovecompany.com. Mm-hmm. And my second company is authenticbay.com. It's a 3D blockchain authentication service for designer bags. And we have other stuff like shoes and coats and all kinds of stuff. So
love. We stan a girl boss. We girl boss here all the time. Gatekeep. Gaslight.
Yes, girl boss.
That's
absolutely
my mission statement.
The three
honestly.
G's.
I don't have a company, but if I did, that would be
you are a company. You are a company.
I'm
yes,
the company.
You are.
Please remember that if you want to be featured in my next episode or a future episode of the Comment Section, tag me in all of the terrible, awful, horrible, shitty TikToks that you want me to see so I can bring them here. And cheese grate them over a salad.
Yes, shit
you know what
on
I mean?
Them.
Like Olive Garden. I'm just like,
absolutely.
Would you like some cheese? I just go to town
mm-hmm.
and I feed everybody.
You do.
That's because
I'm does.
Giving back.
She's known for feeding the people.
Like, right, yes. And we're at charity.
Charity.
We give back all the time.
Very charitable women.
So thank you so much again for joining us. Remember that you can stream the Comment Section on all streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And remember to subscribe to Past Your Bedtime on YouTube. Bye.